Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, December 15th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead, I speak with singer-songwriter Joe Pug inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Christina talks to Arkansas wilderness photographer Tim Ernst, plus our Sunday morning montage and more.
But first, just want to take a couple of seconds, really, to remind listeners that we are at the tail end of our year-end fundraiser, and the reason why we can bring listeners programs like Weekend Edition that we just heard and like This American Life that are coming up is because of listeners' support.
Yes. For 4 days, Tuesday through Friday, we were on the air asking listeners to call in with their year-end gifts, or their tax-deductible year-end gifts, I might add. We had some phone volunteers Tuesday through Friday answering the phone, taking your pledges, but we have sent them home. And over this weekend, we just wanted to remind people that you can still give. If you meant to give during the week and just got busy and didn't know what to do because the phone volunteers have gone home, well, you're in luck. We have a website that is always open. So we're letting you know that supportkuaf.com is open for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's right. So if you have yet to make your contribution to KUAF in 2013, please do so now. And I do want to say thank you to everybody that contributed during the week and over the weekend to this year in fundraiser. So thank you.
Lake Atalanta Park, east of Rogers, is a popular spot for residents to play, picnic, and fish. City planners, however, say the park is antiquated, so they are planning to renovate and expand it. But naturalists, who've long inhabited the park, worry some of the expansion will disrupt the local ecology. So the city staged two focus groups this week for feedback. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended one to bring us the story.
Despite Tuesday's snow-packed roads and freezing temperatures, several hundred people attended two Lake Atalanta Park renovation focus groups, including a noon session at Embassy Suites in Rogers. Residents crowd the conference room to study poster concept boards and provide feedback to planners standing by. Lake Atalanta, an impoundment on Prairie Creek, constructed in 1936 by the Works Progress Administration, was named after a benefactor who donated the land to Rogers. Creeks fed by Frisco Spring, a primary water source for Rogers in the olden days, and Diamond Spring, both producing an estimated 2 million gallons of fresh water per day. The outfall from the dam drains into Beaver Lake. David Hook is Facilities Development Manager for the City of Rogers in the Planning Division.
There is a dam, of course. The lake itself is surrounded by about a 2-mile road that's a one-way traffic for most of that. There are amenities such as playground equipment, just playing in the creek. There are some pavilions for rent. There used to be a restaurant, skate rink, things of that nature, but those were torn down. They were antiquated. They were torn down back in February of this last year. And we have a clean slate to work with now.
Much bigger slate, because the city this year purchased 100 acres of new private property contiguous to the park at a cost of nearly $700,000.
That brings the total up to 236 acres for the park itself. So that gives us a lot of opportunities we didn't know we would have even 2 years ago.
New parcels will better connect the park to downtown Rogers and provide room to create more recreational trails.
This is a combination of bike trail and hiking trail. The intent is to allow access to various areas in the park that would not typically be accessible. These are up on the hillsides. The extent of it is about a 3-foot-wide dirt trail that's cut into the hillside to allow people to actually ride through or hike through and enjoy more of the property. So the 12 miles seems like a lot, but when you look at 236 acres, it actually equates to impacting only about 2% of the park.
Only a quarter of the lake is presently accessible, so the city plans to increase that and improve the lake hydrology by removing 34,000 tons of sediment.
We will dredge the lake. We're working through the Corps of Engineers right now, getting a 404 permit and trying to get permission to dredge the lake, put a boardwalk down approximately 3,000 foot of the edge of the lake. Right now, the lake is only accessible by about 25% of the lake. And so what that's going to allow us to do is give citizens access to the lake itself, more areas to fish, more areas to just enjoy the water. And so that's a huge benefit. That'll also serve another purpose in that we're providing a trail separate from the road that will circumvent the entire lake. It'll be a paved and connect to the boardwalk itself in various areas. And so you'll have vehicular traffic and pedestrian and traffic separate and apart from each other, which is a safety issue of concern voiced by various people.
The park's main entrance on Walnut Street can get congested, so that will be improved, as well as creation of a trout pond on that site where Diamond and Frisco Springs converge.
Part of the goal is to realign it slightly to make it less treacherous, allow for some turn lanes, and raise it up slightly so that we can allow for pedestrian traffic underneath instead of crossing on top of the road. Part of that project is to be able to keep sediment, rocks, things of that nature, from washing from one of the springs, mainly one that goes off to the southeast, into the lake. So part of this is we'll build a forebay upstream to allow water to drop out. This new pond will also allow some of the sediment to drop out before it extends through the creek and into the lake proper.
Project funding will come from a mix of sources, David Hook said.
We believe that the total cost is estimated to be somewhere between $15 and $16 million total. What we have allotted for is $5 million has been dedicated from a bond that was passed back in 2011. That's on the parks side.
Rogers City Council recently approved a matching grant provided by Walton Family Foundation for $3.8 million to begin design and construction of a skate park and more than 12 miles of trails, contracting with Progressive Trail Design based in Fayetteville. One trail will be a wild meandering path, the other a multi-use thoroughfare for cyclists and hikers.
We want to take this back to what it was meant to be, and that's a natural park in the middle of a beautiful city. Very few cities have a 236-acre park with a lake right off their downtown. And so this is a huge amenity for the city, and we want to make sure we do this right.
And so does a growing list of concerned citizens who say the city's moving forward too quickly with limited public participation. Rogers Mayor Greg Hines did appoint a special committee 3 months ago comprised of city staff, chamber members, and 3 residents, Hook says. But Grimsley Graham, a retired Rogers High School teacher, says that's not enough.
We're afraid that the ecology of the area has not been emphasized as much as it should be in the plan or protected.
To better site infrastructure, the city spent $5,000 taking inventory of Lake Atalanta Park, hiring noted botanist Theo Witzel with the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. His findings will be interpreted with new signage on the park.
He has identified 5 very sensitive areas in the park that contain rare plants and other features. Unfortunately, the plan that we have seen from the city runs bike trails, 12 miles of bike trails all through the park, and I think they transgress on all 5 of those sensitive areas. So what we're concerned with is that, we're certainly not opposed to the whole plan. The city's done some good things, and their intentions are good, but they have not consulted as many area residents as they should or area experts on the fragile ecology of this area, and we've got to protect some of it.
Critics say the trail will disturb wildlife, for example, ground nesting wood thrushes, and erode delicate karst geology. Grimsley Graham says he and other concerned citizens have formally requested City Council to agree to the formation of an advisory group as an adjunct to the planning committee. No action's been taken on the request. Rogers resident Joan Reynolds has led wildflower and bird walks on the park.
And it's just wonderful that it's so easy to access and easy to see all these different types of birds that nest there. Some of them just come in for the winter. And the wildflowers there are amazing, and there's some really rare ones there too.
190 species of birds on Frisco Spring Hollow alone, migrant eagles, osprey, breeding barred owl, red-shouldered hawk, Louisiana water thrush, eastern phoebe, sedge, and marsh wren, orange-crowned and chestnut-sided warblers, and various waterfowl and others. Reynolds is also concerned about the proposed trout pond off Walnut Street, saying it will impede flow utilized by both native and migratory birds and destroy beneficial plant populations.
And another interesting phenomenon that happens there every summer, at the end of the summer when the ruby-throated hummingbirds start to migrate through, that creek is just lined with jewelweed that attract the hummingbirds. And so you can just sit there and watch dozens of hummingbirds just kind of jockeying for position and eating and resting and eating. And it's really a spectacle that everybody needs to see.
City of Rogers lead planner David Hook says the pond, which may or may not contain trout, will be localized and not impair the ecosystem upstream. Plus, any trails will be carefully sited. Steve Glass, Director of Planning and Transportation for the City of Rogers, says while staff will incorporate citizen feedback into their strategy, he's confident the current footprint is very light.
Well, most of the information that we're trying to get today is going to be for the stuff down at Lake Atlanta, the boardwalk, the concrete trails, the restrooms, the playgrounds, where the gardens, we want some reflective gardens and those type of things. The hike and bike trails and the single track, it's going to be up in the hills. It's not something it's not going to be very visible. If you've been to Slaughter Pen, you can kind of get a feel for it.
That 14-mile-long Slaughter Pen mountain bike trail east of North Walton Boulevard in Bentonville features log rides, drops, jumps, bermed, and wall rides, attracting bike enthusiasts and their dollars from across the region. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.